And charity suffereth long, and is kind, and envieth not, and is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, and rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. But charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with him. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart, that ye may be filled with his love, which he hath bestowed upon all who are true followers of his Son, Jesus Christ, that ye may become the sons of God, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, that we may have this hope, that we may be purified even as he is pure. Amen. Moroni chapter 7, verse 45 and 47 through 48. Hello, listeners. This is Nick from Book of Mormon Central, and today's podcast addresses the question, what does it really mean to have charity? Near the end of his record, Moroni recorded a speech that his father gave, in which Mormon explained the significance of faith, hope, and charity. Mormon stated that charity suffereth long and is kind, and envieth not, and is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, and rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Comparing Mormon's speech to Paul's similar description of charity in 1 Corinthians can help shed light on Mormon's teachings. One of the things Paul's statement helps to explain is the list describing charity. Phrases like suffereth long and is not puffed up can be confusing for some modern readers. However, this could also be translated as charity is patient and kind, isn't jealous, isn't arrogant, doesn't insist on getting his own way, isn't easily upset, doesn't hatch evil plots, doesn't rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices in faithfulness. Instead of believing all things, which makes charity seem naive, the end of the list can actually be translated as endures all abuse, never loses faith, is always confident, and remains patient no matter what happens. Mormon then elaborated that charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. The Greek word translated as charity in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 can be used to describe both the love of God and the highest form of love people have for each other. This is how the word is used in the Book of Mormon as well. In 2 Nephi chapter 26, for example, everyone is commanded to have charity, which charity is love. Later in 2 Nephi 33, Nephi says that he has charity for the Jews and Gentiles, showing that charity is not just the love of God, but the love that Nephi possessed for other people. However, in Ether chapter 12, Moroni states that the love that God has had for the children of men is charity. Thus, charity in the Book of Mormon, as in the New Testament, can describe God's love for us and our love for each other. Charity is therefore the true love of Christ in two ways: the love Christ has for all humankind, and also the Christ-like love that all men and women should have for each other. Mormon then alluded to the Psalms to help explain charity even more. The Hebrew word for charity, which describes both God's covenantal love for humanity and our love for each other, appears often in Psalm 136. This psalm includes a long list of God's acts of charity towards men, where each verse ends with the phrase, "For his charity endureth forever." Mormon also included a long list about charity and similarly stated that God's charity endureth forever. This can cause the reader to think about all of God's mercy towards us, as listed in the psalm, and remind us that he will never abandon us, just as we should never abandon each other. It is fitting that one possible meaning of Mormon's name is love endures forever. Thus, Mormon's greatest sermon was simply an explanation of the meaning of his own name. This verse reminds us all that we can love and serve God by choosing to love and serve others, and that we can help others to experience the love of God through our own actions. To achieve this, we all must pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart, that we might be filled with his love, which he hath bestowed upon all who are true followers of his Son. Once we are filled with the love of God, this love can overflow us, spreading to those around us. In this way, we show our love for God by sharing His love with others. Once we begin to love others with God's love, the love we have allowed God to fill us with, we can become the sons of God, that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. When we are filled with God's love and share it with others, we become like God, who also seeks to share His love with mankind. This means that the commandment to have charity is a command to demonstrate love to humanity with a steadfastness and power that can only come through divine means. It is through charity that we may have this hope, that we may be purified even as He is pure. People must experience the love of God, and then they must demonstrate it. They must love others the way that God loves them. In other words, they must experience grace that they might have charity. Loving people the way God loves them can purify our minds and hearts, allowing us to love God more completely. Thank you for listening. To find out more, please visit BookofMormonCentral.org and then click on Know Why.